80 meters from the manufactory, Narek hunched low behind a half-collapsed wall and peered in awe through his scope. Impossible, he breathed, adjusting the focus, enhancing the image through the shattered window glass. He saw 6 legionaries, the guerrilla fighters from before, just as he had predicted. What surprised him was the sight of the man he had killed, the one who could not have survived his wounds and yet stood unscathed in the middle of the manufactory floor, standing, breathing, alive. Narek opened the vox to Elias, vaguely aware of his companions around him and knowing the rest were converging from separate angles on the manufactory. Apostle, he began. Things were about to change. Despite the attentions of his apothecary, Elias was in excruciating pain. After a struggle, 2 legionaries had managed to get him back into his power armor, but his burnt arm remained unclad. It was black and almost useless. The godfire that had seared him seemed unaffected by his enhanced physiology or any healing skill his legion possessed. Only a rival patron could restore him, and as he sat clenched with agony in his tent, Elias thought bitterly on the failed ritual. The spear was nearby, lying on a table, within reach. It no longer glowed nor burned. It simply appeared to be a spearhead fashioned from rock and mineral. But that simple shell contained something much more potent. Elias was considering when to apprise Erebus of his progress, but wanted to be in a clear frame of mind first. His master would have questions Elias wasn't sure he had the answers to just yet. So when the vox crackled to life, his mood was particularly fractious. "What is it?" he snapped, wincing at the pain in his arm. It was Narek. At first Elias was annoyed. How many more times would he have to tell the huntsman what was required of him? It was a simple task. A well-trained dog could do it. He was considering in what manner to sever ties from Narek when what he heard changed his mind on the subject. The contortion on Elias's face, a grimace of pain and snarl of anger, turned to interest and machination. Suddenly, the pain seemed to diminish. His maiming became less significant. The ritual had failed, not because of the spear or the words. It was the sacrifice he had got wrong. Now he knew why. Elias rose from his seat and reached for his battle helm.
"Bring him to me, alive, so I can kill him."
Fate and the Pantheon had not abandoned him after all. He smiled. Erebus would have to wait. Something had happened. Narek could tell from the tone in Elias's voice. He sounded in pain, and the huntsman wondered what Elias had tried to do with the spear. Something foolish, driven by hubris. He put it out of his mind. Amaresh was waiting. He could almost hear the eager rush of blood in the other word-bearer's veins. "What are we waiting for?" he growled. Narek didn't bother making eye contact. He lowered the scope. "Plans changed," he said, relaying his orders across the vox to his men. "Our orders are to extract the human, alive." "You're not serious," snarled Amaresh, grabbing for Narek's shoulder guard. In a single movement, the huntsman twisted the other word-bearer's armored wrist and smashed him down onto the ground. He did it so quickly that the others had barely noticed. Amaresh went to rise, but found the blade of Narek's knife pressed at his throat. One thrust, and it would pierce gorget, neck, and bone. "Deadly serious," he told him. "Dagon," he began after a few seconds, once he was sure Amaresh would follow orders. "Maintain eyes on all the exits." Dagon gave a clipped affirmative. "Infric, come around the front and wait. There's something." Narek had looked up to gauge the relative positions of his men. That was when he saw the smallest glint of metal reflected from a scope lens.
Clever!
Amaresh had only just risen to his feet when the bolt round entered the back of his battle helm, into his head, and exited through his left retinal lens in a welter of blood and bone. Even a legionary as gifted as Amaresh couldn't survive that. Narek hit the deck. He doubted the sniper would take another shot, at least not a meaningful one. He knew the shooter. It was the one from the cooling tower, the legionary who had seen him and Dagon before. Amaresh was a jerking corpse as the last dregs of nervous convulsion left him. Narek found himself liking this enemy. The plan changed again. He reopened the vox, relaying calmly,
"Full attack!"